Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, hello. This is an awesome topic tonight. I don't know if most people have experienced this. I have shadow people, and I'm going to have my lovely Maya Moon. I always call her my lovely Maya Moon to tell us what that is. But I've experienced it, and maybe most people have, or they think, "Oh, I saw something." Oh no, I really didn't see anything. I've only seen it a few times. I've only seen someone a few times in my life. So I don't know what it covers, what rain it covers. Like, does it just the darkened people or whatever? And of course, I want to interrupt and say we have Star Priestess Candy Ranson. She's in the chat room and she's there to help you and answer your one question. If you'd like to call in with questions about our topic, we do not do readings on the air. The number is 347-838-9736, and I will answer the phone. And my name is Natalie, also known as StarsCast. I just put Natalie everywhere now. I don't even bother with the StarsCast because I think people should know by now, don't you think? So how are you tonight, Maya Moon?
I'm doing great, and it's great to be here as always, and of course great to be here with you. And I want to welcome all of our listeners. I know we have people that a lot that listen, you know, on a regular basis, and hopefully we have some new people, and we always have a different topic, and we always have lots to talk about and share. And so I know if this is your first time, you'll be back, and I always look for the blog. I always write something up to the next day, so if you don't get to listen to it, you can read the blog, kind of recaps it. And also, if you go to Stars, and that's Stars with a Z, homepage, there at the bottom is the blog talk link. And I know you can click on that. And we're live when we broadcast. But there's a variety of ways. I don't really do a lot with my phone like some people. But right, Natalie, I mean, you can listen with your phone, your iPad.
Yes, you can do that with when you click on the icon on the main page or the home page at the bottom left. You click on that, and all of the episodes will open up. I mean, you'll have to scroll down and continue because we've done so many of them. But the latest one, like the one from last week, will be there, and you can always click on that. And then when we're done here, it will be showing there right away. So you can always listen in. And I wanted to tell you, Maya Moon, I did a little research last week, and we have a lot of people, I mean a lot of people, that listen after the show, like during the week. I mean, I was sitting there looking at hundreds and hundreds, and I'm thinking to myself, wow. So oftentimes, if you don't want to call in, you don't have to call in, but you can still listen to the show from Stars, you know, from Blog Talk Radio / Stars site as StarsCast, and you can always click on what's ever playing, and you can just listen. But it's really, we have touched on, I think, almost every kind of topic. I'm sure there's some that we have not covered, but tonight it's about the shadow people. And, you know, I love all of the, you know, I'm spiritual and ghosts and all that kind of stuff. But maybe, Maya, you can explain what shadow people are.
Okay, I will. And what I'll do is, aside from being intuitive and a medium, and I'll define medium because people sometimes use that, it can be subjective, I am able to connect with spirits, those that have crossed over. And I also have been a paranormal investigator. I work in with the investigation, but I'm usually there in the capacity of a medium and to pick up. I always go in cold, which means that they don't tell me anything. I don't even know the location, and I pick up energy. So just keeping in mind that we can define, you know, it's the good thing about spirituality is we can define it a lot of ways. But what I found to be true, what my guides have taught me, what I've experienced myself, and then what I've seen out in the field is shadow people is very distinct. There's a lot of different, if you want to call them, if you want to put them in boxes or label them, there's a lot of different types of spiritual encounters or spiritual phenomena. Older guys, we've heard of that. Shadow people generally are, it's usually a tall, the reason it's called shadow is because it's almost like if you see a shadow of someone, you know how you just kind of see the outline. You don't really see the color of their eyes. And generally, our shadows, we always look bigger. And so shadow people are usually felt, are seen, and my explanation or definition is it's basically an outline. The energy to me appears to be male, and most people that report this phenomena get the feeling or the impression that they're male. Sometimes they'll see or get the impression, and it's not something that is like some people see goats and they see it's almost like a little girl or a grandmother or someone sitting there and you can see the person's clothes, the color. It's not vivid like that. It's rather, that's why, again, shadow, it's rather vague and the impression is tall. Some people get the impression that they're wearing almost like an overcoat or a trench coat. And usually shadow people will, they sometimes you'll catch them moving and they're very swift. It's one of those things where, like what you had mentioned in the beginning, Natalie, if you might see something move out of the corner of your eye, and again, shadow, and you might think to yourself, oh, that must have been a shadow of something. And what happens is it becomes repetitive. You see it. And then there's also, for some reason, they seem to cluster in particular areas in a building or in my case, in the home. They seem to gravitate towards certain areas in the home. And so, and if you have animals, a lot of times animals will pick up and will react to shadow people even more so than they will to like the spirit of a loved one that's crossed over, that's visiting, or, you know, there's a lot of different, we call them, here in Arkansas, we call them haunts or haunts, haints. Some of them say haints, I've been hainted, and they mean they've been haunted is what they're saying in the country.
That's cute. That's almost so southern,
cute.
Doesn't it?
The first time they said that, they said, stay away from that holler, mine. It's got a lot of haints down there. And I said, the holler, and I said, what's a haint? And they said, oh, you don't want to mess with a haint. That's a spook. And they mean it. And I said, oh, you mean like a... I just laughed. I said, okay, and a holler, I know what that is now, but a holler is like a valley or a trench. But, yeah, that's pretty funny. They're not everybody. I'm in northwest Arkansas, so it's an influx of people from a variety of other areas. But the southern folk, when I go down south, it's
oh, yeah,
it's
they're here
funny.
In South Carolina. You'll hear a twang.
Yeah.
Not as much as you would like maybe in Tennessee or in Georgia. There's more of an accent. But here, you know, they gravitate to here, and sometimes it's only on vacation, but you pick them out right away. And they say that I have the accent, and I've been here like 15 years. I guess it's 15 years now. So, you know, I don't think that I have the accent of the North. But
I don't get that. I get more like what people will say to me as I have, because I spent so many years in Chicago, I have that, if you want to call it, Midwestern
right
accent. And that's what I hear. Maybe that's just because that's what I get a lot, I hear more of a Michigan, more of that.
Which is where I'm from.
Right,
yes, exactly.
That's more what I hear from you than to say that it's true Southern. But now if you go to Louisiana, which I've been down to Louisiana, now some of those Cajuns, I mean, some of those born and bred and generational from there, I mean, I love their accents. I don't mean it disrespectfully at all, but you have to really stop and listen carefully because they talk very fast and they have almost their own, you know, if they're not talking, a lot of them speak French actually, but those that speak English, they have their own kind of almost their own little urban language, and they talk fast, and it can be hard to understand. And I always laugh, and I think that's what they're thinking about me now. What the heck did that northerner, that rebel, just say?
Yeah, except they could probably understand you better than you can understand them. You know, you were talking about pets. I want to mention my Mushy. You know, when I shut the light off, he's always with me. He waits for me, and he jumps on the bed, and he goes, falls asleep with me, sound asleep, on his back, on his side, you know. And then when I shut the light off, he gets up, and he goes to the edge of the bed facing the door. He does it every single night. And sometimes, if he must see something, and he could see a shadow person, he could, because his ears will perk up, and he kind of gets in this position like, I'm ready. Do I have to go running after them or what? I have only seen one that I know of. Maybe I caught a glimpse of another one, but it was a shadow. It was dark. It looked like a tall man. And it was in my kitchen. And I'm assuming it was a man. That's what it appeared, I felt like. He was going from left to right, and my garage door is to the right. But that's the only time. And I could have seen something like that again, but never paid any attention. But I think my Mushy, my cat, sees it all the time. I really do.
Yes.
He is on alert. He is on alert. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, from what you're describing, that sounds exactly, and I don't know what it is, but when you're done, then I'll share a little bit about my dogs. But from what I'm gathering and what, again, being out in the field, you know, I get to talk to people that, you know, they're not psychic, they're not involved in the profession at all, so they don't have, maybe on occasion, some of them are a little bit sensitive, and that's how things got started. But in general, they're just people, everyday people, you might say. And that's a common denominator with shadow people, as opposed to, you know, the other types of spiritual phenomena, is that animals don't really tend to, like Mushy would, you know, I know you joke about, I know he's pretty good with your son now, but I know with strangers, now, if he doesn't like someone, will he growl and make like...
Oh, he'll hiss, and his back will arch, and he'll go at you. I mean, if he was big, really big, he could really hurt you, because he can attack. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
But with this, and I know I haven't seen them, but I know he has, is because I can tell how he acts. Sometimes he's like dead to the world, not hearing anything, and he's asleep. But as soon as I shut that light off and the TV off, it's completely dark. He goes to the corner of the bed facing my door, and he's on watch. There's no doubt in my mind that he's not watching.
And the way you're explaining it, so just to make sure that we all have a good visual, so he's not actually, or it doesn't sound like he's looking at the door like as if somebody's going to come in, but is he focused on the door, or is he focused
on
the...
No, I think he's looking beyond the door. Like you can see from my bedroom, you can see the part of the kitchen. I think he's looking beyond. It's not, I mean, if he wanted, he could be standing at the door. I mean, then, but he's looking beyond. He's looking beyond.
So your
and it's
that
funny.
Was what I was going to ask you. So your bedroom door when you go to bed at night is open then?
Yes. Yes. And I can see the kitchen and
okay.
I have a little light.
Okay.
I have a light above my stove that's for night, so it's not real bright. And, I mean, you know, he's been with me for quite a few years. And it wasn't until I was by myself that he started doing that. And I just think he's on alert. He's watching. That's,
right.
that's all that I
right.
can tell you. He really doesn't go asleep. He'll go in his and get some food. He grazes at night. He doesn't during the day, but he does at night. And then if he gets off of the bed and goes into the kitchen, he comes right back. He never stays in any place else while I'm asleep. He's right at the foot of my bed. And I just think that he's watching or waiting. I don't know. It's not in the doorway. This is beyond. I don't know how many feet it would be. But I've only seen the image one time. And I kind of blinked my eyes a little bit because I wanted to make sure that's what it was. But I want to ask you, what makes them come to your home? What's the background with them? I mean, do they have, you know, like a something that has passed away, somebody that's passed away, well, they're coming to visit you or they want you to feel really good. But what do they mean when they come to you like that?
Well, that's what's very interesting because there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of different explanations. I would say that my belief, again, this is based on a combination of things, is I would call them what I would refer to as a semi-intelligent haunting. So anytime we're dealing with the supernatural or the paranormal, then I would call it a haunting. A haunting, a lot of people think if you say haunting, it means negative, and it does not. I feel that there's just a lot of different beliefs and there's a lot of folklore. For those that are listening or those that, you know, maybe are just catching the topic, you know, if you're interested in the topic, Google how far back shadow people and what they're thought to be. There's a lot of legends that go centuries back as to what they are. What I believe it is that it's something that is at one time, a very long time ago, was perhaps a complete spirit, and it broke off. I know, and that sounds really out there, but most of us, when we cross over, we have a place where we're going to. And, of course, we all have different beliefs. And I know there's people out there that believe when you pass away, but most of those people aren't listening to a spiritual radio show. So, you know, our spirit goes into another dimension. Let's put it that way. If you believe in heaven and hell, and then a lot of people believe in purgatory, kind of a waiting place, you're not really quite ready for heaven. Shadow people are a piece of the spirit, just like we've talked about holes in our spirit.
Right.
We can lose a piece of our spirit as a spiritual being. Imagine just a spiritual being. I'm not talking about a human that's walking the earth now. And we can lose a part of that, or a part of that can break off, not meaning that it's completely forever disconnected, but it breaks off. And that's why there's that vagueness, and that's why there's that, you know, again, going back to the name shadow, where you see it vaguely, and we really tend to, most of us say, did I really see that, or, you know, and that's also why dogs and cats, and I'll share later on some personal stories, why they don't have a big reaction like they would if it was like if it was an evil entity or it was strong. So what it is there's something about the land, the area. It could even be, they could even feel some connection to the person. So an example of that would be, let's say I know that I have a shadow person in my home, and they are here a great deal of the time. Now, I'm not always aware of them, but I'm not always paying attention, and it doesn't bother or matter to me if they are or not, but I'll talk later. So an example of explaining, okay, why is there a shadow person here in my home? I could say that maybe that is a soulmate of mine from centuries ago, many, many years ago, you know, in the BC, okay? It could be in BC.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so really it can be really far away. Can it be, you know, just 100 years? Does it have to be real far back? There's no way to know anyways, right?
It could be, but that person then generally is not generally someone that's walking the earth, so that has taken a physical form, physical body, would not, they would bring that part of them back to them before they return to the earth. So it's someone that is not fully in physical form. They haven't reincarnated. And it could be, yes, it could be a soulmate from 100 or 50 years ago. That's just an example. It could be a familiar, someone that you had a special connection or a relationship with, like a mother figure, a sister figure, a friend, a lover, anything like that. And there's just enough of that piece of that spiritual energy left that they are clinging to you, and it's your energy that's brought them in. And it's not, it's very, very, very different from how our energy can actually bring a poltergeist or incite their energy, or even, you know, messing around with incantations and spirit boards and stuff like that with negative or evil energies. It is nothing at all like that. It's a very neutral energy. It's not an angelic energy either. It can also be, we have to too always remember that, I know, again, we all have very different beliefs, and that's what makes the world an amazing place, is that we're all very different. But we can probably agree that most of where there's houses, where there's properties and buildings, at one time or another, that was either earth or water. There was nothing there. So there could be something, there could be a spring underneath my house, for example, and water is very magnetic to spiritual energy, just as crystals are. I mean, there's many different things that draw out. So, and it could be also, it could be an item in your home. There's people that go to garage sales or go to the Goodwill or antique, or have something that, oh, my mother got it. She got it from my aunt Hattie, and my aunt Hattie said that she got it from her grandma, so-and-so. So we don't even know where that piece may be from Paris. It may be from Italy, it may be from Malaysia. So it could be even an attachment to the land, something underneath the land. It could be a tribe that once roamed free on this land. I mean, it could go back to the time of dinosaurs and could be a tribe that way. So there's a lot of different things. There's something, it is my belief, that there is something either in the land, in one of the persons occupying the property, or something that's within the property, and it wouldn't be something new unless that something new was built or rebuilt with something that was old. But if you think of this, like if you think of Wiccans and Pagans and even American Indians who worshipped, you know, what was it, Mother Earth and Father Sun, some of them referred to that. So it could even be, if a wooden table is built from a mighty oak tree, we don't even know what the tree was represented. Someone, that tree could have been a tree of life for a tribe. It could be what sheltered them. It could be you. So do you follow me? I mean, there's just
yeah, I do. But what I'm like, say what came, what showed itself to me. So it represented something for me. It came in my kitchen. I think I saw it more than once. And now that I'm going back into my memory a little bit, and I can tell you exactly what it looked like. I mean, it startled me at first, but then I sat real still because I knew it wasn't my imagination, for one thing. And but it was just, it was all dark. I mean, but it was a shadow of what could have been a man. Now, why is it usually a man, Maya? Can it be a female? Or there's no... I mean, I'm just saying, because why does it seem to be, why did I see a man? You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
There's a lot of philosophies and a lot of explanations for that. Some people believe that it's asexual, so that it does not, it does not have any gender. I believe that. I mean, I guess my beliefs tend to be a little bit religious, so if I try to take that out of my explanation, I would say that it is because maybe there's more physical power and size in general to a male, and it just always seems that I don't think that I've ever talked to someone who has had a visitation or thought they did or saw a shadow person and felt it had the outline of a female or looked like a female. So I believe that it is male, and I believe that it's deliberate, and it's, to me, it can be tied up a little bit with my religious beliefs. So now I know
this one was tall. I could tell it was tall. It wasn't, you know, this little thing. It was big. And you know, when you look into my kitchen, it was on the other side of my snack bar. And I could see from the snack bar all the way up how high this was. And I think now, you know, I'm thinking about this while you're talking. I think I saw it more than once. I haven't recently at all. But I'm wondering, too, what makes them appear? Is it a time of need? It didn't scare me at all. I mean, you know, I'm always looking. I'm always got my ears open. But you see, that's what I am, and that's what you are. But, I mean, is there a certain time that they appear? Is it a time of need? Because, really, if somebody saw it and didn't know what it was, they'd probably be scared to death. They probably would say, what in the world was that? But I wasn't afraid at all. Not at all. I almost thought, and this was happened a long time ago, that maybe it was my husband.
Right.
And but I don't think so, Maya. I don't think so. Now my son has seen his father. Of course he'll say, "Oh no, it wasn't really him." Then I'll sit him down and I'll say, "Now you tell me what exactly happened, and I'm going to tell you if it wasn't really him." Well, it's him. He's appeared to my son a few times. But this was very dark, almost black, almost not that you could not see through it, but I can't explain it. It was almost like it was sort of sheer, but yet you couldn't see on the other side of it. And
yes.
I welcome stuff like that. I really, really do. I mean, I think the more you look for things like that because you believe and you're not going to be afraid, the more likely you're going to, you know, you're going to see something. But I was curious, why do they come and then they don't come back again? I mean, is there a reason for it? Is it because you need something, you need reassurance? Although, how in the world could that give you reassurance? For most people, probably scare them, right?
Well, I believe
But is there a rhyme or reason for them to come at a particular time? Is it maybe to give you assurance? I don't think so.
I mean, I believe that if you witnessed one, for example, you have in your home, I don't believe that it's ever left. It's just not always making
it.
Oh,
I never thought of it that way. Now, that could be. That could be because, you know, and I always rely upon Muzzy, upon my cat. sometimes, I mean, he actually goes cuckoo in the house. Cats will do that, though. They'll just run all over, up and down, behind things. But sometimes, and I've noticed him doing this, he will sit on the arm of the couch. If I'm sitting there, he looks at me and he looks away, and then he decides, nope, I'm going to go sit by her. And a long time he never did that, but it's only been the last few months that he's really been hovering over me. Maybe he senses something. Maybe he's not really sure. But I haven't seen him hiss. Cats will hiss if they see something that frightens them, or they're trying to frighten something. They want to scare you. And I think he'd be more frightened than, well, he could. I don't know. But I bet you any money he's seen this shadow person more than I have. But so they can stay with you. But why do they stay with you, Maya? Is it?
Well, because it's like I said, if you go with a theory that they are either connected to a person, so let's say in your case it's connected to you, then its whole reason, that entity's whole reason for appearing or coming is to be close. What my belief is that we see them or we become aware of them. Sometimes some people will report, one thing too is it's very neutral. It might be startling. It might be like, oh my goodness, what was that? But there's never fear. It's not like other types of spiritual phenomena. There's no fear. Glasses.
I wasn't afraid at all. Right, and my TV was on, so the light was coming from the television, and I happened to look out past my door, and I saw it. I think I saw it several times, not daily, you know, not day after day, but there was a period of time where I didn't see it after the first time, but then I saw again. And I welcome that. I just think that's the most wonderful thing. I just think that's a special gift that you've been given. And but some people would be really afraid. They would be petrified if they saw this dark image.
Most people that I've talked with, if it's a true shadow person, they report the same thing, that they were a little bit startled, but they didn't feel fearful,
right.
Whereas in other situations where it's something different, they get a different feeling. They feel something's watching them. And that's another thing that is really important to remember. Shadow people, even though they may cluster in a certain area in your home, which is usually the case, even if you don't see them all the time or on a regular basis, they seem to pick certain areas of a home, and they are usually kind of in that area, but there's never any strong interaction. And so I forgot what I was going to say.
If they stay in the same area, is there a reason that they've chosen that area and not like, you know, for me, I can see why, because there was a light behind it and I could see it. Had it happened in my, you know what? I think now that I'm thinking now a lot, I think I saw the same thing in my living room, because sometimes I'll go and empty out the little wastebasket that I have, and I'll walk down past my doorway, down, it's a short hall, into the kitchen. That's where the garbage is, you know, and I have looked to the right and thought I saw something. So, but my question, my real question is, why do they kind of stay? Why? Is it? And if you welcome it, do they know that? Like a ghost will sometimes know. Oh well, she's not afraid, so this is good. I can do this. I'm talking like a ghost. I can do this. I can be there for her because Natalie is not afraid. I've never been afraid of anything that I've ever seen. But so they just kind of, once they come, they stay. Is that what happens?
Yes, because the whole reason why they have happened to whatever person because there's something either in the ground, underneath, in your home, an object, or someone in the home that they have an attachment. And when I say they're semi-intelligent, What I mean by that is they're not invasive. So, I know what I was going to say. So people don't report, like often with hauntings, people will say, you know, I just got this creepy feeling. I felt like something was watching me. They don't ever get mm-hmm. that feeling from shadow people. Shadow people don't generally interact with us. They may move past us and they may make themselves visible, but semi-intelligent means that they don't really initiate any type of back and forth communication, whether that's, you know, whether it's moving something, moving objects, mm-hmm. or we just happen to see them. What I believe is that when we do catch sight of them, or sometimes you can feel something move past you, but it's usually not the type of, again, it's a very neutral. It's like your hair will blow or move, or you'll feel like, you know, someone walks past you, you know, they create
like a little
very
brief kind of a light, not a wind, but a feeling of something.
A very light,
yeah.
A very
okay.
light feeling. But
I've never been close to one. This was far enough away, but I could see it. And I really think that when I looked up, I think that it was there for a while. It only moved when I recognized it. Then it went to the right. I really think it was there. I just didn't pay any attention. And now I'm going to have to keep watching my cat because he's on high alert. He's always on alert. And probably your dogs are too, right? You were going to talk about your dogs?
Right. They are. And what I was going to say too is I believe that when they become noticed by us or other members of the family, and usually what will happen, even if you don't talk about it because you know mass hysteria, especially if you have impressionable kids or impressionable adults for that matter, if we say we saw something, people that live in the house, their kids, grandkids, sisters, mom, brothers, whatever, a lot of times people will say they saw something or imagine they did, and that's kind of a mass hysteria. But if you don't say anything, you don't mention anything, and two people come, you know, two people in the home come up and say, and when you say, well, describe what you saw, and they describe exactly what you experienced, my belief is that they become visible or they seem to be around more. They're always around, but they make themselves, they boost their power, if you will, and make themselves more known when there's an event. It could be positive or negative. So it's not necessarily, it's hard to explain because they're not really angelic, and they're not really there to be a support. That's why it's semi-intelligent. They're not like a guide, or they're not like a loved one that's crossing over, that's coming to give us, you know, support or to help us through a rough time.
What is their purpose, Maya?
I don't know that they really have a purpose other than the connection is so strong to whatever they are connected to that they choose until the main part of their spirit is moving into a dimension or a time and place that can no longer allow for that split off, needs everything intact, you might say.
Okay.
Then they would be forced to go. Otherwise, I would say that their purpose is, for some people, it might be just to let them know that they're, to open their minds, that to know that there are other things that are on this planet, and they might be here for our animals in a way that we don't understand. Even though they are shadow people, they can have a connection even to an animal. And
right.
So, and they seem to me, from what I've experienced, I would say that they seem to be more active, if you want to use that word, when something significant, that could be a baby being born or...
Okay, or a death.
It could be, you know, something, I mean, it could be something positive or negative.
I don't even recall the time frame. And it was quite, it was like maybe within a year that this happened. So my husband's been gone 5 years, so I don't think that it was connected to that. However, I think when I looked out and saw, and as soon as I saw, I knew what I saw. It's like reading my mind. Okay, she knows I'm here. It moved to the right out of, and then I couldn't see it anymore. But I'm thinking that I really have seen it in the living room. Maybe a shadow kind of like in my door, in my foyer that I have, because there's always a light across the street. And now I have to keep watch. I don't know. But it's not a bad feeling at all. It was a good feeling. I'm open to all, but that's me. I'm open to all that stuff, you know. I mean, I had that huge visitation back in 1982, and I don't think anything could ever surpass that. But I think seeing something like that should make you feel good. And like you said, they come at a particular time for maybe a particular reason, and then they really don't leave. And that's a nice feeling if you think about it.
Right.
So if you're in your house by yourself?
Right. If there would be any intention associated with their appearance or their energy, it would be reassuring. And one of the reasons, aside from being a medium and from what I've done, you know, in the field, one of the reasons is because the breed that I have, they call them their intelligence, intuitive intelligence, and they're one of the most intuitive of all the different breeds of dogs. And, you know, we have had various occurrences in our home, and I had one that was, well, I still have him, and he is very, very sensitive to the paranormal. And when it's been something other than a shadow person, he becomes afraid. When it's a shadow person, he just sits and is quiet. He doesn't get nervous. He doesn't fret. None of the dogs do. Some of them will just cock their heads and look for a minute and then go on. And then I have a couple, one in particular, which that's Rico, by the way. And then Pikachu. Rico is an Australian Shepherd. Pikachu is a Chihuahua mix. She looks mostly Chihuahua, but her body is a little bit long. And I had known that we had a shadow person for many, many years. I just didn't say anything because I had, at that time, my son, he's 20 now, he was younger, and I didn't want to frighten him. And he came to me and said that he saw, and he's not really, if he has psychic abilities, he has not, at least not since he's been 4 or 5, he has not worked with those. He ignores those. He doesn't really have an interest. I wouldn't say he's not a spiritual person, but he does not care to develop those. And he's had other experiences that he found a little bit frightening. And this he just told me, and I knew exactly. There's two places in our home where the shadow person likes to hang out, if you will. And when he told me the location and described it, I knew, and I had not said anything to him. And so I explained to him what it was, and he was okay. And I said, "Did you feel scared?" And he said, "No, I just didn't know what it was." And he said, "I didn't know if I just saw, if it was my imagination," but he said, "I saw it a couple times and it was in the same place." And then I had shared with my husband about that, and he had not, and to date he has not seen it. However, our little Chihuahua mix, her name is Pikachu, and the chair that he sits in, and it has two places, the shadow person, it's the same one. And one is in our entryway in the left corner there. Now, the knob to the door. Okay, so our entryway, if you're facing it, you have the left corner, which is blank, you know, and then you have the door, And then to the right of the door facing it is a fairly good-sized window. And we have blinds and curtains, but we keep them fairly open. So the reason why I'm giving you the layout is my husband finally one time said, you need to come here. He said, he's kind of a skeptic, but he's not. He's open, but he has to see it to believe it. He doesn't disbelieve it. He just needs to see it. And he said, is this what you're talking about? He said, because Pikachu is focused, and if she was focused on, let's say someone was at the door or rattling the door, then she would be focused to the right where the window is, where someone would look in and someone. But it's the left corner where there's nothing there. And he said, she's not acting scared, and she's a barker. In fact, I could hear her. She's mad because he left and he brought who we call Queen Bee, our oldest poor mama. She just turned 10 or 11, and her health is, you know, starting to decline. But she got to go bye-bye, and Pikachu's jealous, so she's displaying her displeasure by barking. But I'm in the other room.
Pouting.
I don't think I know. I mean, what a comedy. Now, she's a barker. She's a nuisance, what I call a nuisance barker. She barks just to hear her own voice, I think, and she drives us nuts. But the funny thing was is she was sitting on my husband's lap, and she was just very intrigued. And he said, come in here and look. And so I did. I mean, I already knew kind of what to expect. And sure enough, she, you know, and he, I mean, he's not an idiot, my husband. He said the same thing. He said, you know, I mean, not the, and this wasn't at nighttime. It was later in the evening, but it wasn't dark. It wasn't like, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, they don't wait until it's dark all the time. They can appear even when it's light out.
During the day. But his point was there, it wasn't like there was, you know, our son was coming home. He lived home at that time. There was nothing in that corner that would have captured her attention. And my husband said he did not see anything. But I came in there and he said, now give her a minute and watch. And she did what Rico does. Now the other place is, and because they are just energy, they can stand at, you know, where we have a television, a TV stand, and a kind of a big screen TV. It's not that big, but that corner that the shadow person likes to be, and I believe it's because from that corner, I could, from my desk in the kitchen, I could see there's a gate there, and I could see them if I wanted to, and they would be able to see me and the dogs. And it's the one dog, and you'll see a few of them. Now, when, for example, when my husband goes to the store and then he comes back, they act very different. They bark, and then they run from one area to the next, and they start wiggling their butts. Australian Shepherds' tails are docked if they're not born with 4 inches or less. So their butt, their wiggle butts, because they don't have a tail. So their demeanor when someone, or if he, let's say he's been in the bedroom taking a shower, doing something, their demeanor when they can hear and they know he's headed down the hallway is more anticipation, excitement. There's a lot of movement. But when Rico especially sees our shadow person, he will sit, and he's not one to really, other than if he can squeeze under my chair, which I don't know how he even maneuvers that. It drives me nuts because of the way my chair is. I'm so afraid he's going to get caught in the springs and get pinched. But he sits right there at the gate. We have to have gates so that they're just not all running wild through the house. Some of them have free rein, and some of them, like Rico, is our stud dog, and he would mark everything he could, so he can't run through where my good furniture is. But anyways, he will sit, and he just sits very composed, very quietly. He doesn't growl. And he's a talker. He makes noises. In fact, my husband always says, "Burberry," because that's what it sounds like he says when he gets happy, and, you know, we get up in the morning or we come back from somewhere, he makes these talking sounds, and it sounds like he's saying burberry.
Yeah, Mushy talks too. I just thought of that too. Mushy will talk sometimes in the kitchen. He likes to open all the cabinets if he can, right? But I'll hear him talking, and I looked online once about a cat that talks like that, and they always said that there was something physically wrong. There's nothing physically wrong with this cat. This cat could be seeing something and talking. I mean, that's his response. But
right.
He does it in the kitchen. He does it in the kitchen a lot. No other part of the house, only in the kitchen. So maybe he's seeing something during the day, because I really feel they are so sensitive, more so than we are. And the tiniest little thing, a little noise or whatever. I mean, if he sees this tiny, tiny, tiny little ant. I mean, at one time I had ants around my door. And, of course, now Terminix takes care of it all. I mean, he was looking and following. I could hardly see the dumb thing. But their eyes are really good. Pets' eyes are really good. And I bet you that's what he's talking to. I never thought of it. Now I'm going to have to keep my eyes peeled and welcome my shadow person. when I turn my TV on and the light in the kitchen and the rest of the house is dark. Maybe I'll be privileged to see it again, to see this. And I think I asked you, why is it always a male? But you said it can be a female?
Well, it's just most people don't report a female. I believe it's a male because a male is, and I know there's a lot of feminists out there that are probably, you know, saying, oh my gosh, but I mean, I believe in equality in all, and that includes gender as well as race, ethnic, religion. But I see the male spiritually as being the more powerful, the more the warrior, the stronger. So I believe that it's easier. They have a stronger ability to make that split off, because if you go along with that line of thinking, then a shadow person is a piece of a spiritual being. So it could be, it comes from a human, but it's just a very small part, as opposed to another type of haunting where it's, you know, they say someone didn't cross over and they got lost,
right,
or they got trapped, they didn't follow the light. That's not the case.
Right.
That person is, so that's why it's considered semi-intelligent. The only reason why it's not considered what we call an intelligent haunting is because there is not interaction other than seeing them, or perhaps they walk past. In other words, they don't move things. They don't, there's not usually a smell associated with them. And their description is, every person that sees a true shadow person describes them like you did. And it's funny what you said. I was going to say, you know, you said, and that's so correct. You know, you said how they're see-through, but yet they're not. Well, if you think of a shadow, that's exactly
right.
How they are. I mean, it's like, the impression is that you can see through them, or that it's just an outline, but yet at the same time, that outline,
like, kind
is
of
still
like a
there.
Curtain, like a black see-through curtain.
Right.
I mean, because
right.
But it's dark. I mean, it's very black, but yet it has this lightness to it. It wasn't this thick, heavy entity that went in my kitchen. No, it was not like that. It was light and airy, kind of, you know. But it's good to know that they stay with you usually, huh? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, if you have one, and it certainly sounds like you do, if they're not there for you, then they're there for something that your property is either built on or built with, or something in your home. And chances are, unless it's something in the land underneath, if you were to move, for example, they would probably follow you. Now, I was going to ask you, a lot of people report, too, that they see, or they get the impression, a lot of times they just say, it was just the vaguest impression. I can't really say that I completely saw it, but my impression was that they had like an Abe Lincoln type stove. What do they call those stovepipe hats?
A hat, a stove, yeah, a top hat like.
Right, like a top hat. A lot, since
yeah,
some people don't.
Yeah,
see us.
This one had something. I'm just gonna make more note of it. I mean, it doesn't linger like he didn't linger in my kitchen. It was almost like, okay, she sees me now. I can move on. I can move past now. And that's really what happened. As soon as I recognized I did what I was supposed to do. Now I'm not gonna stay here. I'm gonna move on, and it just moved to the right. That's all.
And
it's really, if it happens to you, it's really a wonderful thing. It truly, truly is. Anytime you see anything like that, because you and I are so much of the light. And I mean, I guess there are entities that come into your life that are not really good, but it's never happened to me. I've never had an encounter that was not good. Did not make me feel good. I've never had that happen, and I'm very grateful. But I guess some people can, right? They can have. But now these shadow people are never. They're not emotional, so because they're not a complete being, and
right.
So they don't really want to scare you. But do they just appear when they know that that person is going to be okay if they see them? I can really ask the questions, can I?
I mean, it's usually very brief. I mean, you usually are not going to look at a certain area in your home and 2 or 3 minutes are going to go by and you're still going to see them. It's usually a very brief sighting, and you may see
right.
them again from time to time, but it's very brief. And part of that is
yeah.
because they have no intention to frighten anyone. And so if most people, though, just don't, they just have the natural sense to not react with fear, surprise, and startle.
Like me, I didn't at all. I just kept looking. I just kept watching. And Muzi was watching, too. He was at the corner of the bed. But he's always
right.
on alert
and
now.
So
I mean, maybe
yeah.
because he saw something the first time or second time or whatever, and now he's always waiting. I'm going to wait to see
yeah,
if I
well,
see this again, you know.
And he, animals, I mean, they're just more sensitive. So I know that my dog sees the shadow person much more often. There's many times that I know he can see that, and I get up and look, and I can't see. And a shadow person has enough intelligence and enough, you know, awareness that if someone, like, if there was a small child, they would not allow themselves to be visible, or if they frightened
right.
someone, then they would keep themselves from visibility. They wouldn't be gone. They just wouldn't be. They wouldn't appear, and they don't really appear very often. It's just on occasion we get a glimpse of that. And yes, there
right.
are.
It's been quite a few months since I saw this, or maybe even a year. I mean, it's been a long time. But I may have seen it before that and just didn't pay much attention, but I did that time.
Yeah. Right. And that I think that happens a lot because we're so quick. I mean, it's so hard to believe that these things exist out there that we're very quick to brush it off is our imagination. So probably a lot more people have seen a shadow person and just brushed it off and then just didn't pay attention. I mean, I have one, and I consider myself, you know, a pretty good medium, but I've only seen the shadow person, you know, maybe 10 times, and I've lived here, I've lived in this home 18 years in December. It'll be 18 years, and it's only been maybe 10 times. Now, I felt the presence, or I've sensed it, and I felt them moving past, or I've seen something out of the corner of my eye, and without the knowledge I had, I would never have known what that was that rushed past me. That would have been, you know, I wouldn't have known. It's just because of my knowledge that I know. But I know it's time to wrap it up. So that shadow.
Yeah,
people,
it is. But what a wonderful topic. I love talking about because I always tell people to believe in things that you cannot see. I mean, I send it off on Twitter. I do it all the time because there are things out there that you cannot see all the time. And that's how I believe, and you believe the same way. You believe in things that you cannot see. And that's part of being very spiritual. And, you know, you don't really – well, I've had the privilege of seeing God and Jesus, and I maybe you have too. I've seen Jesus many times, but some people never do. But I think if you're not open – to something like that, then it's almost like you have a barricade, you know, a wall around you. But I encourage people to always and look up things or contact some of my advisors. You, Candy, there's a ton of wonderful advisors, and you being the medium, Maya, that you know they can if they have things that occur and they don't have an explanation, they can always contact. And you know it's amazing that. When I start to look at, sometimes I'll just go to the site and look. I just look at it. Maybe I'm sending it my energy, which it is my energy. And but I just look at all the talent that's sitting there, and there's like 70, I think, of you. It includes me, and you know Tony has an account. I have 3 accounts because of things that I have to do, but. It's just wonderful, and there's just so many experts, as you call them, there that they can, you know, all kinds of things, and mediums are ones to go to. I love to watch Insidious Chapter 3 because this woman plays Elise, and she's a medium, and every time I see it, I think of you. I have it recorded because I just love it. I always find something different in that movie that I missed the time before. It's because I just love that, you know. And I'm wondering too, when I was a little girl, if maybe I had a shadow person around me too. I could have, I don't know. And maybe they just followed me to this house, to my one house. I've lived in a couple of houses, and this is my last house, I'm sure. So I don't know. But it's wonderful. It's wonderful to explore everything that's out there. And so with that, I'm going to give it over to you to say your goodbye. I did extend the show a little bit. Sometimes if I see that we're talking a lot, I'll just add a few minutes so that everybody can hear the whole show when they decide that they want to listen to it again. So you can say your goodbyes, and I don't know what the topic's going to be next week, but I'm sure you'll come up with something wonderful.
Yeah, we'll maybe delve into something similar and just kind of open up our minds to see what
people
we
love to hear about the angels, the guardian angels, the archangels. They love to hear about, there's all kinds of levels of angels, isn't that correct?
Yeah.
I mean, you have the other ones. I mean, I don't even know the names of them, but they're all different kinds, not just the big ones. I think I told you once I had a girl that worked for the site. She always saw Archangel Gabriel, and she said that she would see him like when she worked on an EMS thing. And she said when she'd be in an elevator, she'd look, and there he'd be standing there, and his head would be all the way up to the ceiling, and he'd be hunched over because he was so big. You know, and she told me that, and I've never seen anything like that in my whole life. But I've seen other things. So I guess we all get our own little insight. We get our own little – we can peek into something and see what it is, the different kinds of things. But anyways, I'm going to say goodbye, and we'll have a wonderful topic next week, and know that I love you very much, Maya Moon, and also Candy, who's in the room, and she's got somebody in there that maybe is going to come for a reading. But Candy, you need to tell them it's you're our stars, Priestess Candy Ranson, and thank you for coming, Beautified. I know she's listening because she's still in the room. Maya, we'll see you next week for another wonderful topic, and I'll hand it over to you.
Have a wonderful week.
Pardon me, what?
I said love to everyone, and I hope everybody has a wonderful week and a happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yes, happy Mother's Day. Yay! Okay, with that, I will say good night and see you next week. Same time, same station. Okay. Bye-bye.